Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Supernatural Inc. 3 by Simon Archer, narrated by Gabriel McKnight. Prologue. The last time I'd gotten on a large ship for vacation, it hadn't ended the way I thought. That was the number one reason I'd opted for a much smaller vessel for our current trip. Glancing over at the four tanned beauties stretched out on deck chairs in front of me, my eyes fell to the one with glorious auburn hair and a body that could stop a man's heart.
"Delaney, what is the name of this boat again?"
Delaney pulled down her sunglasses and peeked out at me.
"The Shalarna."
"Oh, that's right," I laughed. "We are taking a boat named Shalarna away from the actual island of Shalarna. Makes perfect sense." Delaney slipped her sunglasses back into place and smiled.
"At least if this boat gets lost, they'll have an idea of where to look for its owner."
I rolled my eyes at her, my mind questioning whether her statement was true. After what we'd seen recently, I was convinced anything could be lost or even just hidden from the world. I closed my eyes and let out a deep breath. Best not to think of such things while out on the water. The one place where disappearing seemed most prevalent. Suddenly, my eyes flew open as I felt an icy burning sensation on my bare chest.
"What the hell?"
The girls broke out in a laughter as I looked down. A perfectly square ice cube was melting on my chest. I knew instantly who'd put it there. Glaring over at Sophie, I could only hold my faux angry face for a split second. She was laughing so hard, I was expecting a snort to come from her throat. She finally calmed down enough to try to fake being sorry.
"I didn't mean to, really."
"Oh, I think you did."
I picked the ice off my chest and chucked it at her leg, making sure not to throw it hard enough to hurt. "I'm going to tell this guy we are going to see about your evil tendencies." Delaney pulled her sunglasses down once more.
"She'll just give him her puppy dog eyes and he'll never believe you," she joked.
"Then I'll tell him she shifts into multiple forms and one of them is a monster unlike he's ever seen before,"
I replied, doing my best to sound serious.
"You wouldn't dare. Besides, he'd never believe it, like Delaney said,"
Sophie shot back. I shook my head at her. "He'd believe it simply because I told him that I'd just seen one and how it was a horrific killer." Before Sophie could argue, Veda, my tiny, overly logical firecracker, sat up in her chair.
"That is a very good point. Those things have been the stuff of horrific legends for centuries. He just may be open-minded enough to take stock of what you have to say."
Sophie glared at Veda.
"Please tell me you didn't just compare me to the sort of evil that floats into harbor in the middle of the night, rips people's entire lives from them, and is that ugly?"
Veda didn't even crack a smile.
"Well, he'd see that you weren't ugly, of course."
In one swift motion, Sophie grabbed the half-melted ice cube off the deck where it had landed and threw it at Veda. Finally, Veda laughed as she laid back in her chair. As our boat slid easily across the ocean, I looked off into the distance. The reflection of the midday sun was so bright I had to squint through my sunglasses at the shape taking form on the horizon. The closer I looked, the clearer it became.
"Ladies,"
I announced, "I believe we are almost there." The four of them sat up quickly, and then Sophie stood, shielding her eyes from the sun.
"I wonder if we'll get the answers we are looking for when we get there."
I stood up and walked to her. I could tell she was nervous and excited at the same time. I put my arm around her shoulder and squeezed her tight. "We don't have to do this if you don't want to." She paused for a moment and then shook her head.
"No, I'm going to do it. If I have the chance to, I have to find out."
The two of us stood on the deck of the boat, getting ever closer to the small island appearing in the distance. I was very careful not to show my doubt as well. We'd all just nearly gotten ourselves killed in the most grotesque ways, trying to dive into the past of an unknown creature. While I knew I didn't have to worry about Sophie herself, my experience had taught me that the past seems to come with demons that are deeply hidden for some.